everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the NBA Crunch Time Podcast. Before we get into this episode, I just want to say a quick thank you to anyone who's still listening to this podcast. I really enjoy making this podcast just for you guys. I hope you guys are sharing. I hope you guys enjoy my content. And with that, let's get into this episode. We're going to start off this episode by discussing a new injury that has occurred, this time in the Eastern Conference, as well as All-Star starters announced, and another big NBA star dropping a big number in the Garden. All this and much more coming up next. So as of recently, almost every injury that has occurred in the NBA has occurred from a team in the Western Conference. Well, now it's the East's turn to get on the injury action, as on Wednesday evening, Indiana Pacers starting two guard Victor Oladipo went down with a season-ending injury, with his right quadricep tendon being significantly ruptured. This is definitely a big blow for a Pacers team that really has not played well without Victor Oladipo this season. I remember watching them earlier in the season play a game against the Phoenix Suns in which they did not have Oladipo to other injury issues, and I just watched them thinking this is not the same team that they are with a dominant superstar in their backcourt to help facilitate their offense the way that they know how to best. So as for the Pacers' potentiality with Victor Oladipo going down for the rest of the season, I still think that they're a top four seed in that Eastern Conference. Obviously, it's going to be the Bucks and Raptors battling for that first seed for the entire rest of the for the second half of the season. But I don't really see, besides the 76ers, any other team that is on any sort of roll and could potentially challenge the Pacers for a top four seed in the East. The Celtics have just had ups and downs of all sorts this season. I don't see them turning it around any time soon. And every team that's seeded six or below that's in the Eastern Conference is not at all what I'd consider to be a contender for even those spots. If they were in the Western Conference, they would be completely out of the playoff race and towards the bottom half of the conference. So with the Oladipo injury for the Pacers, I don't expect them to lose much ground in the playoff race, but I also don't expect them to gain much ground just because of the circumstances that the Eastern Conference faces with its team and their players. The beard. What else do I really need to say? James Harden has been absolutely spectacular this second half of the season and new year. And this is the guy who started off his career as a sixth man off of an Oklahoma City Thunder team that made the NBA Finals and did lose to LeBron James and at the time Miami Heat. But to think how far Harden's career has come is really quite spectacular. After a couple of seasons with the Thunder, Harden did make the transfer to go to Houston, where he eventually, over the course of a couple seasons and a couple of playoff berths for the Rockets, turned into one of the top tier, if not the best, two guard in the entire NBA. And he continues to prove it. Last season, he had a fantastic campaign, which resulted in not only a Western Conference final spot for the Rockets, which I think they would have won had Chris Paul not gone down with a significant injury in that game six, but not only that, he won MVP last year, and rightfully so. The guy was just unstoppable in isolation. He could step back, he could drive on you, he could dunk it on you, he can lay up, and most importantly, he can make his free throws, and that's probably one of the biggest parts of his game. He loves to get to the free throw line. He loves to draw people off of him with screens, but then at the same time, force head fakes in which he gets fouled. This year, however, didn't start off well for Harden. He started off probably as one of the most inefficient players in the entire league. He was absolutely dreadful. The Rockets were trying to figure out the whole Melo issue. They eventually cut him from the rotation and recently traded him away. But as of recently, Harden has just gone back to his old self. He has just destroyed teams of all varieties, whether it's Golden State, Denver, even the worst teams in the league last night, like the Knicks. He's just been all over the place, just destroying teams with more than now 20 straight games of 30 points in games. So, and he did not hold up on Wednesday evening in the Garden against New York. Harden dropped a career high 61 points, and at the same time dropped a record for the most points scored in an NBA game without being assisted, those points being assisted. The second and third on the list, also held by James Harden, who scored 58 and 57 points respectively in back-to-back seasons, without having any points being assisted. So Harden is clearly on some kind of tear. The Rockets still hold down, I believe, the fifth seed in the Western Conference as of today. So expect them to continue to hold on to it if Harden continues to play well. Remember, they still have Capella and Paul out with injury. So when they get both of them back, they are going to be significantly hard to beat and could even finish with home court advantage in the first round of the NBA playoffs. So the Brooklyn Nets really haven't been getting as much attention from the media as I believe they should be getting. A couple of years ago, they were one of the absolute worst teams in the league, and it took them till the new year to get into double-digit win territory. That is not the case this year. In the Western Conference, which is now stacked with all formerly East All-Stars, the Eastern Conference has become kind of a liability for good teams in the first round, kind of. I guess I wouldn't call it a liability. It'd become easier for higher ranked teams in the Eastern Conference to be into the second round easier, as most of the teams that make the 6th, 7th, and 8th spots in the Eastern Conference playoffs are typically teams that are at 500 or slightly below 500. The Brooklyn Nets are trying to separate themselves this year, however. Aside from the top 5 seeds in the East, which are the Milwaukee Bucks, the Toronto Raptors, the Indiana Pacers, Philadelphia 76ers, and Boston Celtics, they are the only other team in the playoff race that is in the bottom 3 seeds who is above 500. And that's quite unique. I had a quick season turnaround. A couple of years ago, they hired a new head coach, and everyone just thought their team was headed for utter disaster. Well, this year, they've gotten some great contributions from a number of players, one of them obviously being D'Angelo Russell, who has finally appeared to come into his form. Even though he's a little bit light, he eventually has. He stepped up. He's been one of the leaders for the Brooklyn Nets team. But another one that really doesn't get much attention is starting point guard Spencer Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie has really been a solid player for them, if not one of their best players this season. He won them a game at the buzzer against Detroit earlier in the season, as well as tying that game to send it to overtime, where he eventually won it. And he earned himself a 3-year contract extension. Now Dinwiddie is being evaluated, however, for a thumb injury he sustained this week. It is not quite sure yet what the extent of his injury is yet, but it is going to probably be confirmed in the upcoming week, so stay tuned to the podcast to learn more. But as for the Brooklyn Nets, I don't expect them to miss out on the playoffs this year. I really don't see any other team that could challenge them for their 6th seed right now, which is really not bad considering it's Brooklyn. They have not been historically good over the past 5-10 years. Even when they were the New Jersey Nets, they weren't doing much over that previous timeline. So I don't expect a Dinwiddie injury. It doesn't sound like it's too serious, so I don't expect him to miss a lot of time. And even if he does miss significant amount of time, I don't expect the Nets to vary in the playoff race right now. I think D'Angelo Russell will continue to hold them down. The Fro, Jared Allen, who's kind of gotten a name for himself by blocking numerous NBA stars like LeBron James, Anthony Davis, he's going to continue to hold down the 5 for them. And assuming they don't get hit by significant injuries, I expect Brooklyn to be a bottom 3 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs this year. The NBA All-Star voting officially came to an end last week and is officially a month away, or less than a month away, I should say. And last night, Thursday evening, the starters for the NBA All-Star game were announced. Now, with the new system, it is not Western Conference versus Eastern Conference. So you might be wondering, well, why are they electing starters for the All-Star game? It just shows, in any order, those are the players that will be guaranteed to start in the All-Star game, and the captains, who got the most votes, which we'll get to in a second, will elect players from the remaining pool of All-Star nominated players to be on their teams as reserves. So the starters that were nominated last night from the Eastern Conference were Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was the number one go-getter and will be their captain of a team. He'll be followed by Kawhi Leonard in the East, as well as Joel Embiid, Kemba Walker, and Kyrie Irving. From the Western Conference, LeBron James was once again a leading vote getter. He will be the captain of the second team in the All-Star game, and he was followed by Kevin Durant, Paul George, Steph Curry, and James Harden. So once again, those are not the teams that will be playing each other in the All-Star game. Giannis and LeBron will pick from the pool, including the starters, but they will be picking from the overall pool of All-Star nominated players to determine the All-Star teams. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the NBA Crunch Time Podcast. As always, remember to leave comments if you feel you have anything that you'd like me to discuss on this podcast, either by email or through the Anchor FM app or anchorfm.com. But until Monday, we'll see how the weekend goes. Keep cheering on your favorite team, and until then, have a great weekend.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.